The Solemn Vision of the Judgment. Wednesday evening, October 22nd, at the opening meeting of the Bible Institute, James White spoke. He spoke again Thursday evening. The opening article of Testimony No. 29, published shortly thereafter, presents an account of what took place early Thursday morning. On the morning of October 23, 1879, about 2 o'clock, the Spirit of the Lord rested upon me, and I beheld scenes in the coming judgment. Language fails me in which to give an adequate description of the things which passed before me and of the effect they had upon my mind. The great day of the execution of God's judgment seemed to have come. 10,000 times 10,000 were assembled before a large throne, upon which was seated a person of majestic appearance. Several books were before him, and upon the covers of each was written in letters of gold, which seemed like a burning flame of fire, Ledger of Heaven. One of these books, containing the names of those who claimed to believe the truth, was then opened. Immediately I lost sight of the countless millions about the throne, and only those who were professedly children of the light and of the truth engaged my attention. As these persons were named, one by one, and their good deeds mentioned, their countenances would light up with a holy joy that was reflected in every direction. But this did not seem to rest upon my mind with the greatest force. Another book was opened, wherein were recorded the sins of those who professed the truth. Under the general heading of selfishness came every other sin. There were also headings over every column, and underneath these, opposite each name, were recorded, in their respective columns, the lesser sins. The account continues with a vivid portrayal of the reaction of those who stood before the throne, as their names were mentioned and they heard the solemn words of the judge. Little wonder that at the beginning of the Sabbath the next evening, as it is reported, Sister White spoke, to a full congregation, on the solemnities of the judgment. No mention is made in the review of the vision, for it was still the policy of the journal to minimize reference to the visions and focus the attention of the readers on the Word of God. It is stated, "Our attention was called to the unerring records of those books which will be opened, from which everyone will be judged according to his works." With great power she urged upon all the importance of making the record on the side of devotion and consecration. The Review and Herald, October 30, 1870. In this setting the Bible Institute got underway, and the General Conference session and other important meetings were launched a few days later. The counsels and warnings given by Ellen White through the next few weeks had their basis largely in this vision, and formed the content of a number of testimonies published shortly thereafter. These are now found in Testimonies for the Church, Volume 4, commencing with page 384.